ganda.
Talino.
Yaman.
Yummy.
Katropa.
Siksi. Liglig. Malaman.
Aba, patindi.
Fun group dynamics.
Oh, God. Oh,
wow. Drive my car. Ah.
If you know what I mean.
Tropang radio.
Tropang radio.
Tropang radio.
Tropang radio.
Tropang radio.
Yung mga katropa, it's 7:05 oras na para sa Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Si Katropang Janine.
Katropang Faith.
At Katropang Gian.
Yeah, it's a Monday night. Another Monday.
But it feels like Friday.
Are you in a vacation mode, Katropang Jen? Feeling ko nalilito lang yung katawan.
Actually,
mo na parang...
It feels like a Tuesday. Tomorrow's a Wednesday. And then a Thursday is actually our Friday. Kasi
oh yeah,
long weekend.
So kung napansin niyo mga katropa, yung ating episodes for prepared for this week is only four episodes from Monday to Thursday kasi I
on
think
Friday,
we yes, Katropa Gian, go ahead.
Special programming.
Okay, and on Monday as well. Is that correct, yeah. Katropang Faith?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes?
Yeah.
Boss, we need some
boss?
backup.
Yun. Na vacation, na days out.
I think that's four. If you
four,
count Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then a Monday.
Wow.
Pero meron pa rin naman tayong air. I mean, special programming nga lang. Ngayon. Kaya meron tayong apat na episodes for this week. At ito nga ay pinamagatan nating our memorable firsts.
Firsts.
Nakaka-bull siya ng slide. Our memorable firsts. So, magkakaroon tayo ng konting trip down to memory lane. Kung last week ay traveling down memory lane-ish. Yun. So, that's it. So, for our first episode for this week, ay the concept of a job.
Ooh, job.
Nagsasummer job ba kayo before when you were younger, mga katropa?
Ako, yes.
Anong gano? Anong tinatrabaho mo nun? Wait, mali. Anong trabaho?
Para may mali.
Okay, yeah.
Nung, hindi ko maalala, pero yung time na nag-shift from the past academic calendar to the present academic calendar dito sa UP Diliman.
Wala na summer break.
Yeah, ano na lang, mid-year.
Oo, pero di ba apat na buwan yun?
Mm.
So, yung isang... part nun, yung sa mid-year, ako ay nag-klase. Pero nung summer, pinagano ako ng mami ko. Pumunta-punta kami sa mga palengke-palengke. Oo, tapos, alam yung mga parang promo-dizer?
Oo!
Ayun, yung mga ginagawa ko.
Promo-dizer? Hindi ko,
As in ako yung host.
Anong brand? Hindi, huwag sabihin yung brand.
Pero ano siya?
Anong klaseng
hot
product?
Dog. Hot dog.
Kanina pa yung Aveline yung pinag-usapan nila. Pero meron tayo yung katropan Gia.
Libro.
Yung hot dog.
Sinabi full name. Okay. Amazing. Anyway.
Ayun.
Yeah, so, yun. About job. Ikaw naman, katropang Faith.
First, ano yung tanong? Sorry.
Mga live vlog job ako. mga summer job, ganyan.
Okay. Summer jobs. Hindi ako madalas mag-summer job. Ang ginagawa ko madalas na summer, nung mas bata pa ako, ay workshops.
Oh, yeah.
Tapos, yun.
Cutie.
Nag-aaral ako ng journalism.
Yeah.
Journalism. Ballet. Theater. Pero nung lumaki ako, nasan? Pero nung college, hindi rin ako masyado makapag-trabaho. Kasi, hindi ako nagpahinga mag-aral. Tuloy-tuloy lahat ng summer, may in-enroll ako doon. Kasi inisip ko para mabawasin yung susunod na,
semester.
Kasi baka hindi ko kayanin. At least, mayroon akong nagawa para
mm-mm.
for this summer. Pero, nagkaroon ako ng first summer job, I think, noong pag-graduate na ako ng college. As in, last year ko na ng college. Akala ko last year ko na ng college.
Okay.
Funnest summer ever.
Umiyak. Umaya na sa break.
Sige, umaya na sa break. Yung trabaho ko doon ay, madami akong naging trabaho. Parang promotions assistant. And
so,
then,
punta tayo sa second question ko. Sorry. Yung ano yung makukonsider mo na first job mo. Ito na ba yun, katropang Faith?
First job, pwede. Kung hindi kayo bibilang babysitting. Tsaka yung ano, hindi ko naman tinapos na pag-assist sa library. So, yun. Siguro yun yung first job na tinapos ko talaga. Bali, ang ginagawa ko doon ay, yun, promotions assistant for a radio drama. I handle interns. And then, after that, we made radio dramas with Ketropan Janine. And then, we also made
venture
into freelance editing.
Oh, yeah. Sound editing. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Tapos, gumawa rin kami ng mga funny memes for Department of Health.
Mm-mm.
Oo, yun. Parang, paano masasagot ng memes ang tuberculosis?
We found a way.
We found a way. And we made money. Thank you, God.
Our thank you sa provisions.
Okay.
Yeah. Ikaw, Katropan Jen, yung ba yung first job mo? Yung promo?
So, yeah, I think so.
Promodizer.
Siguro, yun yung mga tuturing kong first job ko kasi it's paid. Pero yun yung nangyari before I graduated. Yung after I graduated, ang unang job ko talaga yung NSTP assistant.
Yeah.
So parang, though I consider them as both my firsts.
Oh, okay.
Ah, sabay si Katropang Gian. Very Katropang Gian kasi yun yung my best friend.
Uh-oh.
My girl best friend.
Main man, main guy, best from guy, UP, favorite ganun. Guy from the office.
Wow. I mean, may mga ano, kumbaga may labels yun. I'm not
sorry.
Him.
Oh, mahilig naman
ako
sa
natatawa lang. Kasi ako parang hindi ko matanggap. Na parang teacher ko ng kinder na sasabihan ako ng actually class you are all top one, parang are you kidding me? Parang nakikipagkompetensya ako dito tapos yun nasasabihan ko.
so marami pa rin nakikipagcompete sa pag-ibig.
I'm kidding
Katropan Gian. Ayan, so kayo ba mga katropa na nakikinig and online, diba, ano ba yung mga baka meron silang gustong i-share na summer, hindi naman summer jobs, pero ano yung makukonsider nyo na first jobs nyo? Yeah, so you can tweet us at Tropang Radio, or you can tweet us at Tropang Radio.
Yeah.
And for me naman, I think my first job, oh my gosh, oh nga no.
Madami ka ng racket, baby ka pa lang.
Wow, clean name talaga yung baby pa lang. Oh, I started tutorial services when I was 10 years old.
Whoa!
Oo, tapos nag-tutor ako ng 7 or 8 year old.
Ang cutie!
Cutie! Boy!
Oh, ang cute! Parang na-imagine ko, baby teaching baby!
well, you could call it that, but yeah. Pwede naman makonsider na gano'n. Oo, gano'n every, I think, for the rest of my high school, yun yung ano.
That has been the system.
And I think, as in naging family friend na namin sila, and as in, hanggang ngayon, nagpapatulog po sa akin, ate, how do I do this resume?
Sa UP siya.
And then, nasa PUP siya ngayon.
Ah, PUP.
Good job, Katropan.
Good job. State
University. Tapos minsan, nagkukwento yung mom niya. Sabi niya, grabe, parehan na kayong magsalita. Mga well, it's been so many years. So, I think that's the point. Yan, so, yun yung, I think, pwede ko makonsider na first job talaga. Kasi I made money out of it.
And what a wonderful first job.
Yeah.
Kasi now you're seeing.
Yeah, parang ako nagpa-aral.
Oo, parang
kahit hindi naman talaga. Oo, so yun, parang konti na lang din gagraduate na din siya. May papagraduate na. Very teacher.
I'm
ancient inside, I think so. That's how I take it. So mamaya naman tatanungin natin yung mga prospects naman or ano din yung mga first job memories ng ating mga guest katropas from House of Shrill. And siguro ano ba yung prospect nila for the future?
Yeah.
Ano ba yung gusto nilang mangyari sa buhay nila? So let's kumbaga meron tayong counting your blessings from the past and having prospects for the future. Yun po ang ating pag-uusapan mamaya sa pagbabalik ng Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 60. Pasyensya na kayo. Abangan, dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Isang araw, di pa uwi na nga ako. Pagkabukas ko ng pinto, wala na akong ibang nakita. Hindi ang mga kamay niya na tumatama sa mukha ko. Wala na akong ibang naririnig, kundi ang iyak ng mga anak ko. Wala na akong ibang hinihiling, kundi matapos na ang lahat ng to.
Itigil ang pang-aabuso sa mga kababaihan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Wala namang nakakaintindi sa akin.
Hindi na nauubos ang mga problema ko. Naawa lang sila sa akin.
Wala nang silbi ang buhay ko.
Ang depresyon ay hindi basta-basta. Maaari itong humantong sa malalang problema. Ang mga taong nagdadaan sa kondisyong ito ay nangangailangan ng pangunawa at profesional na pag-alaga. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Yo, mga katropa, at 7:16, nagbabalik ang Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si Katrop.
Sorry.
O sige, shut up muna.
Shut up na lang.
Ako si Katropang Faith.
Ako si Katropang Gian.
And ako si Katropang Janine. Masyado lang ako na-excite kasi it's about jobs. Wow! Exciting!
Mahilig kami magtrabaho.
Okay.
Ang saya talaga pag Monday, gusto kong pumasok agad.
Okay, I'm not gonna comment. Ayan, so as promised, meron tayong mga kasamang guest katropos from House of Shrell. Ayan, pwede na kayo magpakilala. Yo.
Yo, ako nga pala si Katropang VJ.
Ayan.
Yo, ako si Katropang Ongpil.
Ayan, so Katropang VJ and Katropang Ongpil from House of Shrell.
Somebody's Shrell. Proud.
Go House of Shrell.
Somebody's
there.
Proud outside the booth. Nakaupo siya doon.
Ayan, tumayo na siya.
The mother owl. Yeah, okay. Ayan, okay. So tell us a little about yourselves, mga katropa. Anong year nyo na, anong course nyo na, and what are you doing here? Boarding on air.
Yeah, so second year ako from School of Economics.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm taking up BS Econ, and I'm here because partly class requirement siya, pero I really wanted to try radio broadcast.
Why are you part of broadcast 10?
BC 10.
Sorry Ma'am Shrell, pero
di siya nakikinig.
Kulang ako ng 3 units noon, so I was looking for a GE. Tapos wow, cool, may BC 10 pa Broadcom offered by the CMC. So yeah. Ayan, kinuha ko.
Alright.
Katropang VJ.
Katropang VJ. I'm from College of Education, second year. Kind of same as Ongpil. I got it kasi GE siya. But I wasn't looking for units. Thank God, CRS loves me. So I was complete. I got it online. I chose BC10 kasi I saw the name of Ma'am Shrell. And I was like, wow, what a beautiful name.
Wow, yes, she.
So I was like, wow, I like the name. So I enlisted for a class and I got it.
Yeah, I mean, the Katropang Shrell's name is really something unique.
Very rare.
In spelling it. Yeah, it's a rare.
I thought it was Krill.
Krill.
Yeah, actually, nung una ko na encounter.
She corrected me nga the first time I pronounced it.
Paano mo pinuruna?
Parang sabi ko, Shrill. Parang Ma'am Shrill and then Shrell. I was like, that's what I said.
No, but actually, it's Shrell. May tabang ano, inflection.
Hindi nga Shrill eh.
Shrell. Ayan, so how's your BC10 experience so far, mga katropa?
Is it BC10, it's really cool kasi because of we're a house. So parang feeling ko, sobrang tight ng class. Like, really close to each other. And when there's a project, like now, we have for the ending of the sem, we have a project. I really feel that we're really working together. It's not like my other GEs where the class is kind of separated. In BC10, I really feel like we're like a solid class talaga.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Katropang Ongpil?
For me naman, every lecture of Ma'am Shrell is life-changing and it's eye-opening, mind-broadening.
Is that true?
Oh, well, partly, but I just really enjoy her classes. Like, ayan nga, we have a final requirement. It's a class project and I really think it really brings together people from different colleges, and you have to work on this single project, which is really interesting talaga.
So, hindi naman kayo na-stress nung nalaman nyo na, oh, we have to go on air.
Hindi naman. Mukha naman silang confident.
Hindi naman. Parang...
For the sake of the air, we were so confident, diba? We're so confident. No sweat.
Well, for me,
actually, they're sweating.
I don't have any... Yeah, I don't have any hidden motives or ako may agency ba sa labas na sa akin. I'm kidding. No.
Mga talent scout outside. Yan. So I'm glad na you look like you're both enjoying your BC. Mm-hmm. I mean, your stay here sa Mascom kasi you're not from Mascom, right? So welcome to BC to broadcast communication. Ayan. So yung first question ko sa inyo mga katropa ay basically, ano yung makukonsider nyo na first job nyo and what was your most memorable experience or ano yung pinakamagandang memory na gusto nyong i-share about it? Because this is a trip to memory lane.
Yeah,
so.
All right. Siguro for me, my first job would be being a kuya, definitely. I grew up kasi with...
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm the only boy among four of us, we're siblings. So I have three sisters. Yeah. I'm not the eldest though, I'm the second. Pero... I can consider that my first job because even if I'm not the eldest, I still had a different responsibility as compared to my sister. Even if she's older than me, I still feel like I have to take care of her. I still feel like I have to bring them around, drive them around if I have to, and pick them up and stuff like that. Lalo na my little sister, my pinaka baby sister, I really feel, parang feeling ko she's not my sister. Sometimes I feel like she's my own daughter.
paternal yun.
Yeah, so I really take care of her. So I guess I consider being a kuya my first job ever.
Oh. You sound like a tropang Mark in that aspect.
And a bit of katropang Gian too.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, it's a good thing there.
Yeah, katropang Gian's cool. I like this. 10 out of 10.
Okay. You should meet katropang Mark. Yeah, he's a good kuya too.
To everyone.
To everyone, actually. How about yung katropang Ongpil?
Well, for me, I had a job like 3 years ago or two. It was at this food convention.
Okay.
So there was this Korean company that they were exhibiting their products. It was, I don't know, a juicer.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what I did was like chop fruits and showed how the juicer works.
Oh, that's so cute.
So like for 2 days, I was like just smiling at people, waving
fruits
around.
Works.
Yeah, this is how it works. And but yeah, it was a good experience. Like strangers approached me, I had to talk to them and show them how a juicer works basically.
What's the most memorable thing about operating a juicer? No, I'm kidding. About the convention, about that job.
Well, it was like a World Food Expo. So the greatest thing was like you get free time off, right? So you just roam around and you try different food, like pho from Vietnam, like those, and and you know, beer from Germany, like something like those.
<Whoa. laughs> So that's your first job. Siguro punta na tayo dun sa future. What do you think of? How do you see yourself? Ano yung nakikita nyong first job nyo when you get out of college? Katropang VJ, what do you think?
Well, that's kind of
Let's dream big, come on!
Let's dream big, okay. That's kind of an easy answer because my course is kind of a one-way street. So I really see myself as a teacher in a preschool because I'm majoring in teaching early grade, so that's kinder to grade two. There's my sister kasi is also taking FLCD, Family Life and Child Development here in UP. And sa FLCD, parang what they teach is more of progressive kind of education. Na parang more activity-based, not like yung traditional lecture natin and stuff like that. And that's something I really want to do in most, lalo na here in the Philippines, I want to kind of be a progressivist, which is not something that a lot of teachers are. Mm-hmm. So yun, I see myself becoming a progressive teacher probably as my first job.
You're like Joe from Little Women.
Little Women. Women.
She's not the one who dies, right? That's Beth.
No,
that's Beth.
Sorry, spoiler.
Okay lang yun, tagal classic.
It's classic literature. Like, how about yung katropang Ongpil? What do you see?
For me,
in the future,
I have like a short-term goal and a long-term one.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's different. Planned. So yeah, for short-term, I don't know, get a stable job, maybe somewhere in banking or finance, since I'm from economics, or maybe take master's also, because I really enjoy economics. It's really nice. But in the long term, you know, you want to settle down and have a good family. Yeah. So I don't think being a house husband is a bad thing.
Oh, that's.
Yeah.
That's great.
And so we live in 2017, so gender equality. And
so you won't mind, really?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind, you know, my partner would be the one to be the breadwinner. Mm-mm. Although maybe society wouldn't accept that much, but, you know.
It's
over
okay.
Your years.
If you're secure in your relationship and how the household true. Works,
para yung future wife ni katropang ong pil, masyadong guwapo, tsaka nasab ng bahay.
Hindi ka pwede lumabas. Ikaw lang.
Bawal ka mag na iba. Huwag ka mag-picture. Huwag ka mag-Instagram.
Yeah, sheltered.
Or baka inabduct na siya.
Or huwag naman, huwag naman. Ayun, so, that's, you have two different, ano, sides of,
pero parehong, ano, parang, parehong
very family oriented.
Rare sa pandinig ko, tsaka parang meron pa silang something na dinagdag dun sa mga bagay na nangyayari na rin naman talaga. Parang wow.
Yes, that's true.
Siguro let's make this the last question. Yun. Should your first job be something na that will pave for your career? Kasi some people would after college, kukuha muna sila ng job that's available pero sometimes not related to what they have studied. So what do you think about that? Parang okay lang ba sa inyo na yung makukuha niyong first job ay hindi yung dream job nyo, quote unquote?
For me personally, I'm a really firm believer in never settling for anything. Mm-hmm. You want less. So if you have maybe like what Ong Pil said, you have goals in mind, I think at best you have to do whatever it takes to achieve them.
Yeah.
I think because my gosh, super Tumblr worthy, but you know, you only live once.
Yeah.
Like, hello, diba? Do your best and all. And yun. So siguro for me, just never settle. If your first job isn't the job you want, I hope that you're brave enough to leave and try again. So,
pero follow-up question lang. Kasi gusto mo maging progressive na teacher. Tapos sabi mo, merong mga teachers na hindi progressive thinkers. Mm-hmm. So alam mo naman na pagka lumabas ka na sa UP, mapupunta ka sa isang lugar na hindi sila progressive thinkers. So na-imagine mo ba yung sarili mo ngayon na nakalubog sa ganong lugar na siguro hindi mo naman dream talaga na nandun na, dream mo na maging progressive yung pagtuturo sa Pilipinas. Mm-hmm. Pero alam mo naman pagdating mo doon hindi pa ganun yun. So what do you feel about it right now?
Siguro that's something I'm thankful for because that's something that UP has taught me over my stay here, that you really have to be brave enough to make a stand. To really fight for what you believe is right, to fight for what you believe in, right? So even if I'm thrown into a society that doesn't believe in what I believe, but what I believe, if I know it's right, I'm going to try my best to really live it out pa rin and try to show them, this is what I believe in. Mm-hmm. And whether or not you believe it, I really think it's right. So, yun, that's something UP has taught me over the years. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Si Katropong Mark pala yung naka-man bun.
Oh, you're my twin.
Kasi, kasi kinukwento ka namin sa kanila, Katropong Mark, kasi
first job niya daw kasi
maging kuya.
Good job. Sa kanya, part-time niya yun.
Part-time yung DZUP.
Part-time yung DZUP, oo.
Kidding.
Full-time siya na kuya.
Mm. How about you, Katropong Ong Pil?
For me, I agree with Katropang VJ na you have to find the work that's best fit for you. Mm. I also believe in the saying that parang you really can't do well in something you don't enjoy.
Mm.
So parang that's always the eternal debate. Parang high pay but something you don't enjoy, or low pay but something you enjoy. Pero so yeah, I think you should always pick the latter. And for me naman, I don't think my long-term job is really hard to find. just maybe finding the right person. Mm. So, yeah.
Yung tamang employer.
Yeah, tamang
employer. Kumbaga yung, tamang business partner. Parang ganun.
Yeah.
I want to end this in a lighter note siguro, mga katropa. Kung hindi kayo magiging teacher, si Katropang VJ, or hindi ka magiging magtatrabaho sa banking and finance,
okay,
what do you think siguro yung trabaho nyo kung hindi yun yung pinag-aaralan nyo? Right now.
No joke though. I really think that if I weren't pursuing studies here in UP in education, I'd probably be in the field of campus ministry. No joke. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So shout out to my Victory Knits BBs. Hi guys. Anyway. Okay. So I really think I'd be a campus missionary. Because that is actually a profession.
What's that?
Campus missionary. Basically, I'm just gonna share my faith down to students. Go into the campus, share my faith, tell them who Jesus is, what He's done in my life. So, yun, that's something that's I'd like nice. To do also.
That's nice, Katropang. At ano, kailangan ng boldness.
Oh, yeah. I got that. Thank
step
you.
Out in faith, there be bold in share preaching the gospel.
Come on.
How about you, Katropang Ong Phil? If you're not in banking and finance, what do you think?
I don't know.
A job.
After taking BC10 and learning about Mom Sherelle's passion, I wouldn't mind shifting into CMC and
we love you.
taking up broadcast communication because I really think it's really fun. Like sobrang katropong vibes here. Like it's a barkada, and it's really cool talaga. Everyone has that like passion or like secret desire to become an broadcaster or an artista like
something
that. So
famous.
Yeah, something famous. Yes, I need attention. No, but yeah, I think this has given me an opportunity to unleash my inner attention seekingness. So I'm really grateful.
Your inner beast. Joke lang, I'm kidding. Yeah. So thank you, mga katropa. Thank you, katropang Vijay and katropang Ong Phil, for boarding with us tonight and sharing
thank you.
About
thanks,
your
man.
Dreams. And I think sobrang nakaka-endear na you shared what you wanted to. Well, I mean, what you see in the future and what you want to be in the future. Thank you very much. I think that's a privilege to hear people tell about something that's very personal to them. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Sa ating pagbabalik ay magbabasa tayo ng ilang mga tweets. Mm-hmm. And of course, katropang Ong Phil and katropang VJ. Baka makalimutan ko. Yes!
Okay.
Yes. Yan. Baka makalimutan natin. At munti ko na ding makalimutan. Na once a katropa.
Always a katropa.
So kung meron kayong questions about broadcasting or whatever, gusto nyo ng kalam some conversation, you can tweet us if you meet us somewhere there, you can say hi and smile at us. We will say hello back. Ayan, so again, maraming salamat. They are from House of Shrell. Ayan, so meron tayong house cup na pinapaandar natin every sem.
Paandar namin.
Paandar ng Trabang Radio.
Oo, tsaka malapit na May pwede na
two.
Ba?
Yeah, May 2. Naka-post na yung
culmination ball o culminating ball? Hindi ko alam.
Culminating ball?
Culmination
ball. That's ball. Rather confusing. But yeah.
Okay. See you there mga katropa. 6 yes. to 8 p.m. Para ito sa houses, sa mga BC10 classes. Para naman sa mga hindi part ng BC10 classes, pwede pa rin kayo makinig sa Tropang Radio through DZUP.org or DZUP1602 kilohertz A sa AM band.
Yeah. Yan. So, mamaya si Katropang Gian at si Katropang Faith naman yung ating tatanungin tungkol dun sa ano kayang job nila kung hindi sila nasa Tropang Radio, no? Yan ang ating babalikan sa pagbalik ng Tropang Rad. Yo! No!
Iniyahatid ng National Institutes of Health, University of the Philippines, Manila at DZUP 1602 ang Health Republic, kalusugang responsibilidad ng bayan. Health Republic. Abangan ang Health Republic tuwing Huwebes, alas 5 hanggang alas 6 ng gabi para sa mga kaalaman sa mga pulisiyang pangkalusugan. Dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Oh anak! Buti nakauwi ka na! Kumain ka na! Pinaghanda kita ng...
Ayoko!
Pagod na ako. Aral na ako ng aral. Mababa pa rin grades ko. Walang nangyayari.
Ay, special pa naman ang hinanda ko. Na-promote din ako sa trabaho. Di naman pala siya interesado.
Init ng ulo ay wag iuwi sa bahay. Isang tabi pagkausap si nanay. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Sinisinta kita.
Iniibig kita.
Iniirog kita.
Inanais kita.
Mahal kita.
Ang daming paraan para masabi na mahal mo ang isang tao gamit ang ating sariling wika. Ba't di na lang ito ang gamitin mo? Ugaliing gamitin ang mga salitang tunay na atin. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Yo, 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 mga ka-tropa, it's 7:36 in the evening. Nagbabalik tayo dito sa Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si ka-tropang Gian.
Ka-tropang Faye. Ako si ka-tropang Janine. And of course, again, thank you kila ka-tropang Ongpil and ka-tropang
thank you.
PJ from House of Shrill. Sila yung nakasama natin kanina sa previous segment natin. And for sharing their future dreams na maging, tawa ba, progressive
teacher.
Preschool.
Yeah. Preschool.
Parang basta
educator,
for young.
Yeah.
And si katropang Ongpil naman ay as
in the sector of banking and
or house bond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
House bond.
What?
Pinagsama ko na. I mean house bond. The house bond. Joke lang.
Okay.
Wag na lang.
Alam ko yan. Parang si Ryan ano yan.
Okay.
Ryan. Paano?
Okay.
Kalimut ako yung pangalan niya.
Ayan, meron ba tayong...
yung pa, ano niya before.
Okay. So, meron ba tayong mga interesting tweets?
Sabi, yung isa daw, okay, sabi ni katropang Joyce, sa tanong natin, ano yung trabaho niya siguro? Sabi niya, proud call center agent, hashtag House of Chito. And then, from katropang JM Casino, blessing up for the big papa baking pizzas in his oven in the sky.
Ano
ibig sabihin nun?
I-click mo lang.
So, big papa?
Ah, ayun. Kasi sabi ni katropang VJ Mayo, would be sharing his faith in Jesus in the campus if he's not in the field of education.
So, yun. Sabi ni, in reply to that, in response rather, blessing up for the big papa. As in, Father in Heaven, I think. Baking pizzas in his oven in the sky.
Ano ibig sabihin nun?
Hindi ko alam. Pero I think it's a good picture of how God provides for everyone. Parang siya mismo yung naggagawa. I don't know. That's me. I think it's an adorable picture of the Heavenly Father. So.
Pero naisip ko lang.
Kindly explain.
Katropang JM.
Kindly enlighten us a little.
Katropang Marian Perote says, taga-check ng exams ng estudyante ng nanay ko. Smiley, a teacher ng bata kong kapatid. Hashtag House of Shell. Ah, sayo naman itong episode na to. Tapos, si katropang Alex Yu, my first job? Katropang Alex Yu, hashtag House of Chito. Wow, nandun na talaga sa pangalan niya, hashtag House of Chito. My first job was an elocution contest coach. Got paid 1,000 pesos each student. And if my student wins, I receive bonuses.
Oh, so parang siya ano, speech trainer.
Ang galing!
Karon!
Happy!
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Yan din yung naging open door ko. Directing and conceptualizing speech choirs and sabayang pagbigas.
Oh my gosh, sabayang pagbigas. Mm-hmm. Ngayon, costume.
Gusto ko yung ano nito. Yung,
thread.
Oo, thread. Sabi niya, at first, sa school lang nung high school, then I started accepting outside offers from those joining divisional levels.
Meron ka ng imperyo ng
Meron siyang ano underground network. Sabi niya, sadly, di ko na siya nagagawa ngayon kasi mamamatay ako kung gagawin ko pa yan. Mga elocutions na nga lang carry ng powers ko. Hashtag House of Chito.
And actually, personal conversations na lang. Ginakos mo na yung sarili mo kasi dami mong ginagawa. Sometimes I do that eh. Parang, hindi, Janine, kaya mo yan. Mga ganun.
Yeah.
Very
self-encouragement.
Yeah.
From katropang John Arrigo, yung pinakaunang racket ko ay nag-design ako ng calling card para sa isang travel agency.
Woo!
Hashtag House of Shell. In fairness, ang galing.
Yeah.
At memorable siya kasi crush ko yung nagpag-
Good job!
Good job! Sabi niya, kaya hindi rin bayad with money. medyo date yung bayad.
Anong medyo date? Date yung bayad, nag-medyo ka pa.
Feeling ko medyo date kasi hindi talaga sila nag-date. Pero nakita lang sila para i-discuss yun. Pero explain mo na lang sa amin, katropang Jonah.
Oo,
para
may naman.
Intindihan namin. Pero sana other, date yung bayad sa'yo.
Other, ano pa bang mga interesting jobs na nagawa
sabi
ng mga tao?
Sabi ni katropang Jeric Vuelta Garrido, hashtag House of Shell, maging tao daw.
Totoo naman.
Very taxing, no? May tax.
Pero, bat, okay. Tsaka ibat.
Sabi ni katropang Rain, being an iska daw, hashtag House of Cheeto. Passion makes a job so much better. Hashtag House of Cheeto.
No, that's, I think that's very true. Kayo ba mga katropa, siguro mag-segna tayo dun sa... Ano, what do you think is the difference between first job and first on-the-job training? Ito ay mula sa ano... Ano to? Contribution to ni katropang Faith.
Oh, kaya si katropang Gian
muna. Oo. Ano yung difference between the two?
Siguro yung first job, kahit anong klaseng job would do kung first job.
Siguro, I mean, how would you interpret a job, I think? I think that's a...
I mean, yun na nga. Anything that wherein you work and then you get paid, I guess that's a legitimate job na.
Mm-hmm.
Pero yung first on-the-job training siguro ay isang klaseng work wherein you're actually training for a job that you want or for a job that is related to the course you're taking para walang underemployment, para meron lang employment.
Gusto ko yung mga ganyang social issues. Katropang Gian, ikaw katropang Faith, how would you differentiate the two?
Yung isa, walang bayad. Maliban sa iba, may bayad daw yung iba, may allowance. Yung isa, ginagawa mo siya kasi required kang matapos. De, yun yung concept natin dito, di ba?
Yun
internship, yeah. Internship, on the job training.
Yun rin yung walang bayad.
Oo. Or parang nandun ka kasi kailangan mong matuto ng something. Pero pag nasa trabaho ka na, kailangan na nila yung natutunan mo. Yun lang, simple lang.
Ako naman yung naisip ko kasi, a job is something you take on that is different from your usual routine, I think. Kaya siguro si katropang VJ kanina, na-consider niya yung job niya. Yung first job niya as being a kuya. Kasi hindi niya yun nakikita dati. So, dahil kailangan niya i-take on yun. Kasi nasa mga siblings niya ay babae. So, it's a different thing. I mean, aside from being a sibling, yung pagiging kuya niya ay iba pa dun sa pagiging brother lang. Or gets niyo ba? Naintindihan niyo ba ako? I think it's something like that for me. Yung konsepto ng ano ba yung first job mo, ganyan. Siguro pwede namang hindi paid yun. Katulad ng katropang VJ. Diba? Pero yung on-the-job training, I do agree with you guys. Yung konsepto ng, nandun ka na, pero not quite there. Parang, you're training yourself to be, to dun sa job na yun, or something. Parang ganon. Yan. I think that's the, yan, yun yung may definition ko ng job, and on-the-job training.
Sabi niya ni Katropang Joyce, ito yung pinakaunang seryosong commitment sa buhay ko na ginawa ko and I am learning a lot.
That's very true.
Oo, totoo naman yan.
I think so din. Actually din, nung tutorial, I mean, nung nag-tutor ako, parang, di ba parang iisipin mo kasi, baka putyo-putyo lang ito. Pero hindi talaga eh. Parang, well, ako personally, kasi parang, if I want to do something, I want to do it all out, parang lahat ng kaya kong gawin for this specific job, why not? Diba?
Yeah.
So, just do it like that. Ganun kasi ako magtrabaho. So, not necessarily for the pay.
Yeah.
Or, sometimes kasi when pag nandun ka na sa current, diba, parang you can't help but just swim.
Yeah.
And all out. Nawabilis. Ganun. Ganun yung, basically ganun yung nangyari sa akin dun sa tutorial services na parang, as in, nag-research din ako, nagko-cross references. Wow, achiever.
Achiever.
Naisip ko lang, no, dahil trip to memory lane naman to, ano yung first yung dream na job nung bata kayo? Kasi I do remember myself dreaming to be a cashier.
Yeah, one of,
Gusto ko maging cashier kasi ang sayo nung nagpipindo tapos, ching! Gaganan, tapos lalabas yung mga pera.
Gusto ko talaga nun maging lawyer. Kasi, parang tunog. Dalawa lang alam kong trabaho.
kahit wala naman akong kamag-anak na lawyer at doctor. Pero yun lagi yung sagot ng mga bata sa mga beauty contest. Eh. Kaya ako parang, oh, napipressure ako, hindi ko alam. Lawyer! Pero nag-gusto ko naman talagang mag-law school bago ko natapos yung isang polsay subject ko. Nag-iba na talaga yung mga desisyon ko sa buhay. Parang, oh no!
Sometimes you have to like taste a little bit of it to know.
Pait?
Pait-pait. Ikaw ka, Trabang Gian.
Yung first dream ko siguro would be the president.
Why are you laughing? It's legit.
Nakakatawa lang kasi parang masyado akong ano. Kasi sa magkakapatid, ako yung pinakamatanda. Tapos you're all five dudes.
Mm-mm, five dudes.
Better look. They're all better looking, by the way.
Oh, really?
Tapos...
depends on who's looking, I think. Katropan siya.
Ayun, so tapos, parang kasing unruly kasi yung sistema. Kaya, I had to step up. Tapos, I made, parang we made a system na ako yung president, self-proclaimed.
Cute.
Tapos, nagle-legislate sila. Pero ako yung nag-a-approve, so hindi siya consistent sa constitution natin. Pero, either way...
Ilan ka na consistent? Ilan taon ba kayo nito? Ano ba yan?
Oh, either way, ayun, president. Kasi, wala, parang feeling ko, when you're given a lot of power, you can do a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
Diba? For the better. Yeah. Ang problem lang nun, you can do a lot of things for the worse as well.
It shows who you
case
are.
It rests on you. A lot will be resting on your shoulder.
Oy, sorry. Gusto ko lang ipasok to sa usapan. Kasi kagabi may kausap akong friend. Tapos sabi niya, actually daw, ang na-imagine niyang gagawin niya after college ay gagawa daw siya ng palaman. As in, talaga, sabi niya, kung ito yung wording niya talaga, di ba si katropang VJ kanina, gusto niya daw mag-campus missionary siya. Sabi niya sa akin kagabi, yung iba, yung heart nila, mag-campus missions, pero ako, ang heart ko talaga, bata pa lang ako gumawa ng palaman.
Totoo ba?
Oo, kasi na-inspire daw siya dun sa 19-year-old billionaire na gumawa ng, as in, fruits, 100% fruits yung jams niya. Tapos, nilako niya sa lahat ng grocery chains dun sa lugar niya. Pero isang grocery chain lang yung tumanggap. Tapos dahil doon, nagkaroon ng, anong tawag dito? Nagkaroon ng novelty kasi doon lang nakukuha sa chain na yon, grocery chain. Tapos yun, naging billionaire siya ng age ng 19.
Wow.
Oo. Tapos interested rin siya ngayon maghanap ng magandang packaging, ganyan. Sabi ko, broad, kung ako kaya kitang tulungan sa branding.
Ang cutie naman.
Business partner.
I can make his pub mats if you is looking
for tropa
eh man. Oh, that's nice. I mean sometimes you just have to dream something simple and pursue.
Actually, his family is making peanut butter right now. Tapos ang gift niya sa anniversary last year, I think, ng parents niya, nagpagawa siya sa artist friend niya ng logo. Diba? Aww. Parang,
ang cool!
Nagbayad siya ng matinong bayad para sa isang graphics designer talaga. As in, hindi niya binraso lang para mag-produce ng something, pero binayaran niya talaga ng matinong compensation.
Oh, that's nice. Tapos, this is my regalo for you. Meron tayong branding.
Yeah.
Brand logo. Ang cool!
Step one, check.
Oo.
Thank you po sa UBE. Sarap.
Masarap. Oh my gosh. Nangkita ko. ako naman, I do think, yun nga, aside from maging cashier.
Cute.
Oo, as in, gustong-gusto ko yun. Tapos, I remember cooking, quote-unquote. No. But I think that's inspired by my parents. Kasi, they cook well. Like, really well.
Just
masarap.
Like Esperanza's.
Like, katropang Shira's mom.
Uh-huh.
Yan. And, merong one time, I wanted to be a marine biologist.
Wow.
As in, specific, sobrang specific. Yun yung isa sa mga specific dream ko talaga dati na medyo may kind of awareness na ako sa mundo. Kasi I think I watched too much Nat Geo and Discovery Channel.
Ang ganda-ganda kasi, no?
Oo, marine biologist, pero oh my gosh, snorkeling di ako marunong.
Oh, yun lang, yun
di
lang.
Di ako marunong.
You can always try. Dahil first try naman yung pinag-usapan natin this week. Mali mo, makapag-first snorkeling experience ka this year.
No, nakapag-snorkeling na ako and nasting ako ng jellyfish. So parang
okay lang yan, marami pa mong jellyfish.
mas meron pang Man of War sa Australia.
Antindi, oh, nakakamatay. Yeah. Anyway, so yun. Pero it shifted eh. From basta, one of my passions back in high school was to be a biologist. But I'm here.
Gusto ko rin dati na ano, dahil kay Tyra Banks, gusto ko maging model, photographer, oh my gosh, yes, producer, yes. Director. Oh, yun.
Oh, sige, mamaya, babalikan natin yung mga dreams natin. And siguro yung ano, mga memorable stuff and tips. Yeah. About sa first job natin before. Ayan. So, sa ating pagbabalik dito sa Tropang Rad. Yeah. Yo! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ako tayo sa
po. Makikiraan po.
Alamin ang iba't ibang kaalamang bayan dito lamang sa Tabi-Tabi Folk Lo Radio. Tuwing Lunes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa Radio School ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Peking bag, peking sapatos, peking damit, pati ba naman balita, peke na rin? Ngayong Abril 27, dumalo sa isang symposium na pinamagatang Of Alternative Facts and Multiple Truths, A Conversation and Contemplation, na magaganap mula alauna hanggang alas 4 ng hapon sa CMC Auditorium. Dito ay tatalakayin ang mga isyong pumapaligid sa fake news at alternative truths kasama sina Atty. Jesus Falsis, Professor Luis Villoro, Dr. Rosalito de los Reyes, at Sir Lord De Vera. Magtanong, makipag-usap, makilahok. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng UP College of Mass Communication Department of Broadcast Communication sa pagkikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Yo, yo mga katropa, it's 7:51. Huling hiritan na po dito sa Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Kasi katropang Janine.
Katropang Faith.
At si katropang Gian.
And we are still talking about our firsts. Yan. Kasi ito naman ay job for today. And kasi for the whole week ay our memorable firsts ang ating topic. And today nga ay tungkol sa ating job. So napag-usapan na natin kayo ng mga naisip nating job when we were little and yung actual first jobs natin. Siguro, let's share a little na lang on, let's talk about ano yung mga memorable things dun sa first job natin. And siguro, life tips. Kung meron kayong life tips para sa mga tao na wala pang first job. Charot. Wow, expert.
Ano? Hula. First job. So, tingin ko, dapat yung first job talaga na-enjoy mo. Kasi dapat may wisdom ka sa pamimili ng sked, ganyan. Hindi naman siya, sa tingin ko, hindi naman talaga siya barometer. Pwede ka naman laging mag, detour dun sa una mong napuntahan na path. Pero, yung first job mo kasi yung magbibigay sa'yo ng excitement kung ano ba yung mga susunod na mangyayari sa buhay mo. I think na at least matikman mo man lang kung ano ba yung masayang trabaho bago ka po pang lumipat sa ibang mga trabaho.
Mm-hmm. Ikaw ba katropang Jen, do you think na yung first job mo ay the barometer of the next jobs ahead?
Ako, I think definitely kasi yung 'di ba yung first job ko na nag-promoter ako. Marami kasi akong natutunan doon. Mm. I mean, I know how difficult life is.
Yes.
Kasi I mean, 'di ba we don't come from a rich family naman. So generally, I would know how it feels to not have what you need sometimes or what you want.
Yeah.
Pero iba talaga nung kasi parang pinasabak kami dun sa ganung klaseng trabaho.
And your mom made you do it.
Alam ko naman na mas maraming mahihirap, pero ang hirap talaga, hindi mo malalaman talaga kung
life is hard,
kahirap,
like really.
Kung hindi mo siya nakita.
Uh-oh.
At dun kita ko talaga kasi yung iba dun parang I mean, we only receive like 450 pesos in a day.
Oh. That's for 8 hours or more?
Oo, mga ganun. Yung iba meron ng anak, sabi ko, ako, sa akin lang to yung 450, o kaya bibigay ko sa mami ko.
Oh.
Pero yung sa kanila, may anak sila, or ang dami nilang pinag,
Yeah, that's diba? Very true.
And that, tapos doon ko napansin na, ang, tsaka ito rin yung parang pangsagot natin dun sa mga tao nagsasabi na, if you work hard, you will yeah. eventually
get rich.
People work so hard. I mean, ako ang dami kong binuhat ng mga hotdog noon. Super dami talaga kasi mamamatay na ako sa sobrang bigat. Tapos sila, they do that in a regular basis kasi hindi sila pwedeng mag, di ba, magreklamo. Ako pwede pa sa utak ko, nakakainis, may ginapagawa. Pero grabe talaga, I mean, they work their butts off every single day, every hour. Yung iba nga dyan, mas marami pa silang tinatrabaho. And yet, they don't get what they deserve.
Yeah.
So, I mean, kahit magtrabaho sila na magtrabaho, ang daya, I mean, isipin natin, for them, madaya na ako may opportunity na iwanan ko yung trabaho na yun at yeah. mag-aral at yeah. pagpatuloy yung pinag-aaralan ko at yeah. graduate.
They're cheated of something yeah. that they deserve.
Mm-mm. Ako, nakagraduate na. Sila ba makakagraduate? Hindi, I mean, paano nila magagawa yun? May anak na silang inaalaga or yung mga magulang nila, hindi rin nila, nahirapan din silang matulungan. Yeah. So, doon ko nakita talaga na how difficult life is and how insensitive of me sometimes nung bata ako to demand what I thought I deserved yeah. sa aking nanay. Sinasabi ko, dapat, di ba, ganyan, di ba nanay, ganyan, minsan, yun nasa utak ko. Pero ang hirap talagang kumuha ng pera, yun lang masasabi ko. I mean, kung wala kang yung opportunities like us who are studying, it's so difficult.
Yeah.
It's so difficult.
Gusto ko lang gatungan. Sinasabi ka, Trapanjian, kasi naisip ko din na yung UP portal siya talaga para makatapult ka into your dreams.
Mm-mm.
Kasi ilan kami sa elementary school.
Mm-mm.
Tapos sobrang apat lang yata kami
Mm-mm.
na nakapasok ng UP.
Mm-mm.
Tapos ni-research ko yung mga nangyayari pala sa public school, sobrang laki ng percentage na nalalaglag. Ibig sabihin, hindi na sila gumagraduate ng high school.
Yeah.
Hindi na rin gagraduate ng college. Yeah. So siguro kaming mga nasa UP, siguro malaking part na kami nung mga gumraduate ng college. Kahit apat lang kami doon sa batch na yun.
Tignan mo.
Yeah, it's we live in a poor country.
But someday, I know.
I mean, sinasabi natin na mahirap. I came from a humble family as well. So I really know how it feels like to want something and not get it.
Yeah.
Like, parang yung maiyak. May walling na kasama.
Hindi totoo na 24 hours lahat ng meron ng mga tao kasi sila nakakotse sila. So yung 5 minutes sila, 1 hour sa akin.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so parang you feel like you're cheated of something na...
Yeah.
Parang, God, why is it like this?
Yes, yes.
Sometimes you question the God, Heavenly Father.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pero I think naman, the important thing is to not think that you're limited by your poverty or whatever.
Yeah.
Kasi sometimes people, when they stumble upon a hindrance or kumbaga nagkaroon ng stumbling block, ganun. Mm. They think they try to shrink their dreams into smaller and pocket it. Alam mo yan? They fold their dreams into something else na kaya nilang ibulsa.
Mm-mm.
Alam mo yan? And I don't think ganun dapat yung perspective natin sa mga bagay. Parang ang dami sigurong beses na pinangarap ko na wag na lang sa Pilipinas ako tumira or wag na lang sa Pilipinas ako mabuhay. Ganun.
Mm-mm.
Pero I still think something's going to happen here in the Philippines, I think.
Yeah.
Pero ah, grabe.
Naisip ko lang yung church song, lagi favorite kong Filipino. Sabi niya, mapalad ang bayan na yung ibinukod, mapalad ang bansang
one.
Sayo lang sumusunod. I think a godly country ay laging malilid sa isang
abundant place. Abundant. Place of abundance, actually. Mm-hmm. Oo nga eh. Pero kasi di ba parang we think...
Huwag na tayo mangurap.
Parang inisip ko kasi minsan parang grabe, I only have this much bills in my pocket or in my bank account and I actually can't provide what I wanted to give to my brother or my parents. I want to honor you whenever I want to honor my parents. Parang,
uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, ang hirap.
Uh-huh.
Parang mahirap wala nang matitira sa akin. Ganun, mm-hmm. Or something like that. But, let's not think of money as, ewan ko, parang inisip ko kasi hindi naman siguro, illimitable naman siguro si God.
Yeah.
I mean, if diba? You, yeah. Parang He's the Father of abundance, and I think He delights in blessing His children, so I do believe just God will provide for everything that I'm ever gonna need, my family is ever gonna need, so.
Nisip ko nga, parang, oh nga, no, milagro rin na buhay pa ko ngayon. Parang,
yeah, it's oh. hard. It's hard naman. Times. I don't even know how I survived college.
Yeah, me parang, too. Oh my gosh, magkana lang pera ko, paano
correct.
Ko
correct. Exactly. I mean, tas minsan talaga, nainis ako, sabi ko, may ibang mga tao, may kotse, tas
oh, oh, yeah,
naglalakad lang ako.
Yeah, pa, init-init, mga ganun. Pero, well, we're here, we survived, yeah. And we still believe of, for we still have faith for something better.
And God taught us humility.
taught us humility and a lot of things to be compassionate about other people. Yeah. Yes, and, yeah. Basta yun, marami namang kagandahan to fight the bad ones. Ganun. Mm-hmm. And maraming salamat katropang Faith and katropang Gian for boarding with Janine. Me tonight. And of course, sila katropang VJ and katropang Ongpil from House of Shrell.
Yes,
yan.
Yes.
Thank you very much din. And of course, yung mga nag...
Shrell, katropang Julius.
Yes.
At sobrang dami kasi dito sa ano? Sa,
tawag dito. Tropang Radio Twitter natin. So, thank you very much. You can't read everything, but we appreciate your tweets. And of course, abangan nyo bukas yung iba pa nating mga sets of katropa na magdi-discuss naman. Tomorrow is first time to live on your own.
Yeah.
So kind of related sa first job, no? Kasi yeah. About financial stability and stuff like
buti
that.
Buti pala diodo na lagay kasi I've never
I lived
that.
Like 10 days on my own for a while. Pero that's it. Yan, thank you again mga katropa. Yan, kung sa DZUP, 1602 kasali ka.
Sa tropang radio, kasali ka na.
Katropa ka pa! Happy Monday!
Good night! Ingat!